I'm backstage with Ian Boddy at The Gathering. Welcome to the U.S. again.
Yes, it's the second time, so it's good to be back.
Yeah, glad to have you. Yeah. I was here in 2000. It was at one of the other churches in town.
Yeah.
And you're at the more commonly used home for The Gatherings. How do you like the church so far?
It's good. I think the size is better. I think it suits the sort of these events better than the other place. So it's good. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
How do you prepare for a concert like this? I mean, you've got to cross the Atlantic and bring all sorts of gear. And do you borrow any when you get here, or do you bring it all?
I've borrowed quite a lot this time. I really only bought the G4 laptop, MIDI controller, and an Akai Z8. That's all I brought. The keyboards, the stands, the mixers, the effects. I borrowed them all off the guys over here. It'd be prohibitively expensive. Not to say the least, that it'll probably get trashed on the way across. So,
yeah, I had a keyboard with an alpha dial bashed in by airport security late last year. Mm. That was not fun.
No.
So what have you got planned for tonight's show?
Caius Mater is the new CD, DIN 16. This is a live recording from a concert, the Planetarium, and the National Space Centre Planetarium in the UK, which I did last year. Now, when I usually do concerts, or quite often when I do concerts, I do the concert first. I run through the new stuff, see how it works, and then I go back in the studio and I redo a sort of a studio version. But I'll have to say I probably played one of the best sets I've ever played. It just absolutely flew by. It was just spot on. Everything worked. I improvised some stuff. I made stuff up, and it just was cool. And a few people said, you should put that out. And I said, no, I'm going to go back to the studio and do it. So I went back and I put on the tapes and I listened to the tapes. And I thought, well, actually, there's no point. It just works as it works. It's just the whole suite of music worked. So I decided to put out a live set, which is what came out as Caius Mater. So basically what I'm going to be playing tonight is that disc, the whole concert I played then, plus about an extra half hour's worth of stuff, which I've done especially for tonight. I'm playing a bit of a longer set tonight. Plus, I'll probably play at the end a little bit of music that I'll be playing on Star's End later on tonight, just to give people a taste of what I'm playing there.
I hope you record that.
I think we will, yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. I've been dying to ask you, you have a CD out with Robert Rich.
Yep.
And with two guys from opposite sides of the water. How hard is it to collaborate?
Well, with Robert, it wasn't hard at all. We get on well. We're friends. Very easy guy to work with. Very good musician, you know. So we decided we need to physically be in the same space. We didn't want to do a collaboration where we were sending files and discs. It's not the same. So I got on a plane and flew across to his place for a week, and it was great. We worked with him for a week. We got the album underway there. And then coincidentally, a month after that, he had a gig in the UK, which was getting all his expenses paid for. So while he was in the UK, he came to my studio. We basically finished off the album there. Then he took all the files back and he mixed it in his studio. So we basically did it on both sides of the...
Oh, wonderful. Because...
Yeah.
Collaboration in the same room is, I imagine, a lot easier than...
Oh, much better. For example, Robert pulled a little bit of a trick on me. He didn't tell me he was going to do this, but it's something that was really cool, and the internet wouldn't have allowed this at all. He's got a baby grand piano in his studio, and he prepared it. He put the sort of like a John Cage kind of thing, where he put things between the strings. It meets the strings, gives it a really nice sound. He didn't tell me he was going to do this. I walked in. He said, what do you think of that? And I had a little play. I thought, this is great. So it inspired me to come up with new ideas. And in fact, all the prepared piano playing on there is actually me. And I think most people assumed it was him. All the sequencer work is him. And most people assumed it was me. So we could turn the tables a bit. And you ideas like that spring up when you're in the same room with somebody, not when you're 6,000 miles apart.
Now, you used to have a label called Something Else, and was that only for releasing your own material?
Really only for my own stuff. I did a couple of collaborations, but no, I wanted to branch out from that, which is why I brought up or formed DIN.
Because DIN has, from the minute it came out, it has had a...
You okay with people coming in here?
Yeah.
When DIN came out, from the very beginning, it had a very nice look to the CDs, and it's been a very consistent look and a very nice, consistent, good quality to the music.
Mm.
But Was this so you could have a new vehicle that would allow you to release not only your own music but other people's music?
It was that, yes, so I could release other people's stuff and that I could work on. I could actually get away from just the core kind of sort of stuff we've been working on through before, so I could work with artists who are outside the mainstream of sort of synthesizer stuff. I can work with guys who do more dance stuff, and it was Chris Carter from Throbbing Gristle who I worked with. You know, just get away from just working on the same thing all the time. And I wanted to present it as a more professional vehicle than something else was. So when you approach wholesalers and air distributors, you get much more sales, and you take much more seriously if you're viewed as a record air label like Din than if you're just in body air, the single kind of solo artist.
Oh, so it's pronounced Din and not spelled.
No, it's Din. Yeah.
Din.
Just Din.
Okay.
It's a bit of a joke, I suppose, an in joke, but just Din.
Yeah, din as in noise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times my parents told me to turn that racket down. You're creating such a din.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. I can't think of anything else right now, so I'll just wish you the best of luck.
That's fun. Yeah, I need to get on with the preparations for the concert and try and calm myself down.
Okay, well.
For the performance to come in 20 minutes' time, so yeah,
just cool. Couple deep breathing exercises,
yeah. You'll
be just fine.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers.